The race is on to find the car of the future, and while the technology of self-driving cars gets most of the attention, there's a lot of tech being added to road infrastructure in the meantime. WHYY's Mark Eichmann got a look at how the first state is preparing for the highway of tomorrow.
These robotic cars driving around a miniature city at the University of Delaware in Newark offer a glimpse at what real-world autonomous driving could look like. With 35 robotic cars running on this scale smart city, UD researchers are developing algorithms to help coordinate autonomous vehicles as they merge and maneuver on the roads.
This is a scale city. This scale vehicle, 1 to 24, we can't really replicate the exact behavior of a vehicle, but it can help us address concepts or issues, challenges that we will be addressing down the road.
Professor Andreas Malakopoulos is leading the research using this smart city to explore how self-driving cars respond when sharing the road with human drivers. In a separate room, other students use simulators to control cars alongside the robot vehicles.
Did you crash?
Someone left me a bunch of...
They're also working with brain science researchers and public policy folks at UD to explore the consequences of autonomous cars. For instance, if they make commutes much more efficient for drivers, does that mean even more people will be using their cars to get to work?
This environment can help us think outside the box and see how we can redesign a city and use technologies to improve efficiency, sustainability, make life easier. We've made a lot of progress, but we still have a long way to go.
In March, there was a tragic example of how autonomous vehicles are not ready to roll out just yet, as a public road test by Uber in Arizona resulted in the death of a pedestrian. And while there's no public road tests underway in Delaware, the state is working right now to figure out how to prepare for the arrival of autonomous cars.
We're really just trying to focus on how do we position Delaware to be a leader in the connected and autonomous vehicle world.
There's a lot of common threads between the three, even though we have separate discussions.
Since November, DelDOT Secretary Jennifer Cohan has led an advisory council exploring the complex issues surrounding autonomous cars.
We talked to the manufacturers and the owners of these technologies and these vehicles. Their technology is sound. It's here. It's working. So they want to deploy. So we're in a really good position to have them come here and actually deploy in real time. So that's what our focus is going to be.
The council includes input from transportation leaders, Department of Insurance folks, and lawmakers like Republican State Senator Brian Pettyjohn.
You know, it's a matter of time before this happens. And with Delaware being a small state, we can react, we can get together, we can react quickly to get our infrastructure ready and prepared so that when these higher levels of autonomous vehicles hit the roads, we actually have the infrastructure in place. We actually have the laws in place.
A big concern for the council is safety. It's something council member Kathy Rossi of AAA Mid-Atlantic is focused on.
It's exciting. We're going to see a lot of different emerging pilot tests in different areas. And you heard today that Delaware will be out there and some of the pilots that are happening in the technology space, because we want to make sure that safety stays number one in all topics, pilot test and any executions that we might experience here in Delaware or anywhere else.
As the council works on recommending policy to regulate autonomous cars, for years, the state's road infrastructure has been getting technological upgrades with autonomous vehicles in mind.
133, 113, and road 207.
Here inside DelDOT's Transportation Management Center, workers monitor traffic conditions throughout the state. All but 30 of Delaware's more than 900 traffic lights are controlled out of this room in Smyrna. Gene Donaldson has overseen development of this tech for the past two decades.
Going to autonomous vehicles is the next phase of this program. So we've already invested in a lot of the infrastructure that would be required.
There are Bluetooth receivers throughout the state that send speed and volume information that DelDOT uses to monitor traffic. Those could be used to transmit info to autonomous cars.
Over the last 20 years, like with everything, it's more and more at the core of what we do is technology. It's software, more and more advanced software, even to the level where we're starting to look at artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence is being used to coordinate traffic lights along Route 40 and 896 in the Bear-Glasgow area right now.
So it's looking at all the traffic that's coming from our detectors. It's looking at other systems we have and traffic signal data. and then it's learning. It has already learned. It can separate rush hour from a problem, which is pretty good.
Later this year, the Council on Autonomous Vehicles will issue its final report with recommendations on how the state should regulate self-driving cars moving forward, all with the goal of making Delaware roads safer for all users.
If you put it into perspective, about 37,000 people lost their lives on the roadways in this country last year, and 96% of that is based on human error. If we can reduce that in half, I mean, it's just a phenomenal opportunity.
From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.